Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed lately, like seriously overwhelmed by the constant barrage of emotions swirling around us, you are not alone. Ever feel like we're all just bouncing around in this emotional pinball machine? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way to navigate this crazy world with more grace, clarity, and yes, even peace. And it starts with something incredibly powerful: emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotional intelligence. Sounds like some fancy self-help jargon. Trust me, it's not. It's basically about understanding your own emotions and those of others, recognizing them, dealing with them healthily, and using them to make better decisions. And honestly, isn't that something we all want? To be more in control, less reactive, and genuinely connected to the people around us. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate your emotional intelligence and become a true empathy ninja. 1. Master your inner world. Think of your emotions like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, sometimes gentle, sometimes fierce. The key is not to try to fight them or ignore them, but to observe them without judgment. Notice how they feel in your body, tension in your shoulders, a tightness in your chest. Become aware of your emotional triggers, those things that set you off like a firework display. This awareness is crucial because it lets you respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. 2. Practice active listening. Ever find yourself just waiting for your turn to speak in conversations? Active listening is all about truly hearing what the other person is saying, not just formulating your response. Pay attention to their words, their tone, and even their body language. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show genuine interest. It's a game changer for building stronger connections and understanding different perspectives. 3. Cultivate self-compassion. Let's be honest, we all mess up sometimes. But often, our inner critic is harsher than anyone else could ever be. Practice self-compassion by treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Forgive yourself for mistakes, acknowledge your strengths, and celebrate your wins, big or small. 4. Develop emotional vocabulary. Think of emotions like colors. The more words you have in your emotional palette, the better you can express and understand what you're feeling. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," try, "I feel frustrated, disappointed, or even a little overwhelmed." Being specific helps you articulate your needs and connect with others on a deeper level. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one is like a superpower for emotional intelligence. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts and feelings as they arise. It helps you stay grounded, manage stress, and respond to situations with more clarity and composure. Now, let's imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague has just dropped a huge project on your plate right before a major deadline. Your mind starts racing, your heart starts pounding, stress overload. But remember our emotional intelligence toolkit. Take a deep breath, notice the tension in your shoulders. Remind yourself that you can handle this and focus on breaking down the project into manageable steps. You might even reach out to your colleague for clarification or support. See? Emotional intelligence in action. Remember, folks, cultivating emotional intelligence is a lifelong journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and practice. But trust me, it's worth it. When you develop this skill set, you unlock the power of inner peace, stronger relationships, and a more fulfilling life. So keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember, be kind to yourselves, embrace the journey, and stay stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.